Kalani Sitake, BYU head coach, joins us now from field level. Kalani, congratulations to you and the guys. Hard-fought win. Really good offense kept out of the end zone tonight. Your thoughts on an 18-15 grinder?
Yeah, glad we got the win, let's say that. But the boys just kept believing, man, and that was the key here. They didn't give up, and they didn't question. They didn't point fingers. They just kept playing the game. And we knew, not our best game, but I think you have to give a lot of credit to SMU for what they did, and they kind of disrupted us in the timing and the rhythm of the offense. And then, I'm glad our defense was able to respond and get some turnovers. And it was just kind of a back and forth, but the key was us holding them to field goals and them not getting in the end zone. This is an explosive offense, and so keeping them out of the end zone was a key. Red zone defense was huge.
Well, another key was going for it on fourth down in a very critical situation, Kalani, where you'd had a couple of fourth down failures earlier in the game, and you go for it. Just take me into making that decision. You know, where you're at in that game, and they got a kicker that can make a field goal from their side of the field, and it's just the whole thing considered. Take us into that decision that you had to make.
Well, I just felt good about it and just wanted to be aggressive, but at the same time, have it be about us. You know, we can control our destiny. And, I know it was a short field the other way. Their field goal kicker has a wind and all that stuff, but when it came down to it, we took a timeout and just evaluated a little bit more, and I just felt 100% let's go for it, and I felt good. I liked the look in the eyes of our guys, and they wanted it, and so it ended up being a big play for us, and fortunately we were able to get the win and kick the field goal. I mean, that was a good game. Not our best, obviously. We can be better. We can be better, and but I thought we made some really good statement with our defense, so this is something that we can build on, but we definitely need to get better for next week, and that's just a natural progression that I want for this team in all three phases.
The play coach just described came on a 4th-and-1 on BYU's side of the field in a 15-15 ball game with 4 minutes to play. Miles Davis takes a short option toss from Jake Retzloff and down the field for 37 yards. It was only his third touch of the night. Other running backs had played. L.J. Martin got hurt. You saw Enoch. You saw even Sione Moa come in. Hinkley played. Miles Davis got the ball on the biggest play of the night, coach.
Yeah, and it just, I love it. I mean, the guy's played so many plays for us, and he's has so many, just so much experience already that it felt good. We felt good about our entire running back crew, just the core of guys that we have there. Like I said, Enoch Nawahine was able to step up and make a play. I mean, that was a fourth down conversion, I believe. Was that fourth down? We went for it on that run with Enoch, and mm-hmm. So it just felt good. I mean, I think a lot of people probably wouldn't go to their third or fourth running back in those situations, but we felt good about it. We feel good about this depth. We've developed it to this point, and it just sucks that we had to use them tonight, but we know we can, and hopefully we get LJ and Hinkley all ready to go for next week. But if not, we know we got more guys that can do it and are capable of getting the job done.
What's the early word on LJ Martin right now, coach?
Well, I think it's not. It's still day to day, so we have to kind of see how it feels tomorrow.
What's it, an ankle? What is it? An ankle?
Yeah, it's a lower leg, and so okay. We have to just kind of see what it is, and it depends. That stuff, it all depends on what we evaluate, and then also there's so much adrenaline that's hard to even get a great evaluation when you're trying to mess around with it. We just knew that he couldn't go to the rest of the way tonight, and then Hinkley was a little banged up too. So we'll have to get those guys evaluated. And, we still have guys that are capable of doing it if we need them.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about Caleb Etienne and his performance through game one and then through game two. I know that he had a monumental task with taking on Elijah Roberts and Jafar Harvey and Isaiah Smith. I mean, these are some real rushing ends. And I felt like he held up well. I felt like Braden Keim held up well in both these games to start the season.
Yeah, they did great, and I think some of the issues were, last week, Keim actually got picked by his own, by the running back,
yeah.
So it's kind of like, hey, I don't need your help, type of thing,
awesome.
But the guys are playing at a high level, the O-line is, and we're playing against some really good, solid defenses, and it's going to be tough sledding, but if teams are going to do that, we need to find ways to convert plays and get chunk yardage and get some points on the board. Obviously, 18 points is not enough. That's not what we want to do. we'll take it for tonight, but in the future we need to do more and get more production from that. And A-Rod and the whole staff, they know that. The offense, I asked them just not to hang their heads because they obviously know they can play better, but we'll keep working. We're going to need them next week. This is an entire team win. That's how we worked through it. We needed the offense to win. We needed the special teams to kick field goal in. And I mean, it all goes together. It's complimentary football.
This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Post Game Coaches Show, brought to you by the BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. Closing comments in a final segment with Coach Kalani Sitake coming up after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Our valuable stat of the game tonight, Kalani, is SMU going 5-for-20 on conversion downs, 3-for-16 on third, and 2-for-4 on fourth. So a 5-for-20 when they need to move the sticks, and the game ended with you guys stopping a 4th-and-10.
Yeah, great. Those are great stats, and the defensive guys they look more comfortable in the scheme now than they ever did last year. And I mean, it just takes some time sometimes, and nobody wants to hear that in this college football world. But the guys did well, and we're still not close. I mean, we still want to get more done. So we've got some things to fix, but it's just good that you can play this way and get some. Get some stops when you need it and get some turnovers when you need it. I was just really proud of the way they took the field even after we threw that interception. You know, they took the field with a different type of mindset. It was nice. That's leadership right there and belief.
So many positive things and so many things to be excited about. I did want to talk a little bit about Jake Retzlaff and his performance tonight. 2 interceptions. That one was crazy, Kalani. D lineman falls to all fours. He gets up, and as he's getting up, the ball kind of just hits him in the hands on that interception down in the red zone, where then your guys force a fumble and get the ball back, which was just incredible. And then he had a fumble in the first half of this game. Just talk about Jake Retzlaff. He had some really good moments that you know he can build off, but some learning moments that you know he can learn from.
Yeah, and obviously just really uncharacteristic moves. Some mistakes. I mean, the fumble in the first half was just, I mean, there's no way that should have happened. I think he mistimed the snap for the fly sweep, I believe, and then just kind of turned around, tried to run it, and if that happens, you got to have 2 hands on the ball and can't just give them up. I mean, that's what we do. The ball belongs to the program, the fans, and the players and the team, not the one individual. So. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we want him to do better. I want him to redeem himself, and I thought he did a good job at getting back on it. But we have a belief in him. We know he can make plays for us, and it just things weren't in sync with the offense. We got to get that rhythm down, and you know, we had some drops and we had some bad times, and just we've got to get better. But we will get there. But when we needed it, they made it. They converted, and we got the final score. And we'll take that, man. But we'll be built on this, but we know it's nowhere near what we're used to and what we want.
Jay Hill was back with the team this week, was back on the flight to Dallas, was up in the box tonight calling his defense. And maybe just a thought from you about your friend and your colleague, the week of work that he was able to put in and the response he got from his guys and the new way of seeing the game and how it's all coming together for him after a really scary week last week.
Yeah, I'm just glad that he's doing well. And, man, you guys know him, and he's just a hard worker. Need him to relax a little bit, and I think him in the box and us on the field it's a good dynamic. I like it, and if we keep getting wins and getting stops like this, and you know, why mess it up? But I think it's good for him to get that perspective. Just need him to keep, you know, he keeps pushing it. So his wife Sarah put me in charge of making sure that he doesn't get in trouble. So I'm trying to slow him down. But then I made him sing the fight song. But I mean, come on, he can do that part. We just need him to relax a little bit. But I'm so fortunate that he's doing well with his health, but really happy with what this defensive staff and what Jay Hill's been able to do.
Yeah, people don't understand. They just don't get it, man. They don't understand what kind of guy he is.
Yeah.
I wish everybody could get to know Jay and just how casually hilarious he is, how he loves to rib people, how he loves to have fun. He loves to smile big. He loves to laugh. He laughs off things. He's just one of the more genuine, heartfelt, kind-hearted yet hard-working men that you'll come across. And I just want everybody to know who he is.
Yeah, well, he's going to be around for a long time, so let's keep him that way, and then keep him just, I mean, it's been good. I think we'll see what with the box, and I think that's kind of what we're due for a little bit until we get to the we feel good about him being on the sideline. But I mean, it's been good so far. It's hard to complain about the stats and what we've seen, the production.
Well, Kalani, the last time I was in Laramie, Chris Hoke and I were fighting to get off the field for Chris Watkins to come in and substitute for us because it was so cold. It was so nasty. I didn't want to be there anymore. That's the last time I was in Laramie. I have not made a return trip since. But here I am. I'm going to do anything for you, brother. I mean, when I signed up for this radio gig, I knew that Wyoming was on the schedule at some point, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna do it for Kalani. But here we go back to Laramie. Give me some of your thoughts headed back into Wyoming.
Hence, Laramie in September is beautiful. So we just never really had that before. So now we're going to go there. And I have a lot of respect for that program. You know, Coach Bowles done a great job setting it up there. And it seems like they've carried on the tradition, carried on what he's done. So tough program, tough kids, and a tough overall fan base. They're going to be passionate. I think it'll be a good experience for us. We need that experience to get on the road and go to that atmosphere, that environment. It's going to be fun, man. I'm excited for our guys. And more than anything, there's things that we need to improve on. We need to be better for this next game. And we're excited to get to work. But, you know, we're not afraid to go up there and play that game. And what helps is that it's in September. Beautiful, you know. So I think in the times we've played, it's always been November. So this is going to be, yeah. Be a cool experience. It'll be a lot of fun, just like it was here. And, you know, within the nice humidity, now we're going to be up there in some thin air, but it's going to be nice and fresh in the mountains. It's going to be beautiful.
Well, you'll look to go 3-0 next week for the second consecutive season. As it stands, you're 2-0 for the fifth consecutive season. Kalani, congratulations to you and the guys once again on a really a nice, nice win. And every win counts the same no matter how it comes. And it's kind of sometimes even sweeter to win it on a night when the defense has got to make play after play for you. I know you appreciated that part of it tonight.
Yeah, it was fun. We'll take it how we can get it. And sometimes you just have to have these type of games. The best teams have to do it. And I'm glad we were able to get the win overall as a team. But I'm looking forward to the next one. And just thank you to all the fans that came. Yep. I know a lot of people drove a long ways to be here. We really appreciate them, and then they were loud and wearing the Royal. It was amazing. So looking forward to the fans up in the Wyoming area to show up there, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Just thank you, Cougar Nation. Appreciate your support. We love you guys. Thank you so much.
Proud of you and your staff, Kalani. Thanks for taking time with us after these games, man. I know your time is precious, and we really do appreciate all the time you give us.
You guys are the best, man. Thank you for representing us the right way.
Thanks, Kalani. Safe travels.
Thanks, guys.
See you next week.